KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center. They're at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Make sure you see them for all of your automotive needs. Well, girls softball tournament play will continue tonight. Here's a look at some of the action on the slate for this evening in girls regional softball in Class 1A Region 1 tonight. It'll be Sydney hosting East Mills. Boyer Valley will travel to Westwood. Woodbine is at Remsen St. Mary's, while West Monona plays at Kingsley Pearson. In Class 1A Region 3 play tonight, it'll be Audubon playing at Glidden against Exira EHK this evening. That's a 5:30 start time. Also, Fort Dodge St. Edmund will visit Newell Fonda, Colonesco at Linville Sully, and Montezuma at North Mahaska. Those games tonight in Region 3 in Class 1A. In Class 1A Region 8 tonight, it'll be Bedford at Bradford playing Murray. That game at Mount Air tonight, that's a 5:30 start. Also, Riverside will play Grandview Christian at Colfax. Also at Mount Air tonight, Mount Air will host Lennox in a 7 o'clock matchup. And Griswold is at Colfax Mingo tonight. That's also a 7 o'clock start time. Also, Class 2A play tonight in Region 7 action. Missouri Valley will play at IKM Manning. That's a 7 o'clock match. Maple Valley is at Logan Magnolia, also at 7 tonight. Woodward Granger plays at CMB, while Pleasantville is at Des Moines Christian. Those are all in 2A Region 7. In Class 2A Region 8 play tonight, Nottoway Valley on the road at I-35. Van Meter plays at Earlham. AHSTW will be at Trainer tonight, while Underwood will play in Tri-Center at Tri-Center High School in Neola tonight. Those are all 7 o'clock matchups. And also Class 3A play, 3A Region 8 tonight. The 3A schools getting into postseason action this evening. It'll be Atlantic at home against Clarinda. That's a 7 o'clock start time at the Atlantic Softball Complex there at the middle school location. Also, Shenandoah is at Red Oak tonight. Creston at West Marshall and North Polk is at Saydell. Those are all 7 o'clock start times, with all those winners advancing in postseason tournament play. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Christian Yelich hit a 3-run homer. Jose Urena tossed 5 solid innings, and the Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2 yesterday. J.T. Riddle also added a 2-run single for the Marlins, who had dropped 5 out of 6. D. Gordon had 3 hits, and Giancarlo Stanton reached 3 times, helping lead the Marlins to that victory yesterday on Independence Day. In other National League action on our nation's birthday, it was Washington beating the New York Mets 11-4, Pittsburgh downing Philadelphia 3-0, Cincinnati a winner over Colorado 8-1, and the L.A. Dodgers edging Arizona 4-3. In interleague play last night, yesterday, it was Detroit over San Francisco 5-3, Tampa Bay down the Chicago Cubs 6-5, Milwaukee a winner over Baltimore 6-2, San Diego beat Cleveland 1-0, Houston pounded Atlanta 16-4. Whit Merrifield hit the first pitch of the game from Felix Hernandez for his 7th home run. Mike Moustakas added his 24th homer of the season. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Seattle Mariners 7-3 yesterday. That's their 5th win in 6 games. Kansas City knocked around Hernandez for 5 earned runs over 6 innings in yesterday's win. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Toronto over the New York Yankees 4-1. Minnesota beat the LA Angels 5-4. Oakland edging the Chicago White Sox 7-6, while Boston beat Texas by an 11-4 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Oklahoma City downing the Iowa Cubs 5-2. New Orleans, a 3-2 winner over the Omaha Storm Chasers. In other Major League Baseball news, the Cleveland Indians were without manager Terry Francona for yesterday's game against the Padres. The 58-year-old Francona has been admitted to Cleveland Clinic for tests after experiencing health issues recently. He was hospitalized twice last month after becoming lightheaded and having a rapid heart rate. Francona was fitted with a heart monitor last week and said at the time doctors had ruled out any serious health issues. Indians president Chris Antonetti said Francona did not experience the symptoms again, and the tests are being done to determine what's causing that issue. Elsewhere around the major leagues, Freddie Freeman made a quicker-than-expected return from a broken left wrist and is playing third base for the Braves against Houston. Freeman was out just 7 weeks after being told his recovery time would be closer to 2.5 months. He was leading the National League with 14 home runs when he was injured. Yankees second baseman Starlin Castro may miss the All-Star game because of his strained right hamstring that forced him onto the disabled list on June 27th. Yankee skipper Joe Girardi said Castro won't start running hard until Thursday and added that it would be fairly important for Castro to play again for the Yankees in order to appear in the Midsummer Classic next Tuesday at Miami. The Chicago Cubs have activated outfielder Jason Hayward from the 10-day disabled list. Hayward cut his left hand while sliding for a foul ball in right field at Pittsburgh on June 18th. He's hitting .257 with six homers and 30 RBIs on the season. In the NBA, Boston Celtics have won the Gordon Hayward sweepstakes. The small forward has announced on the player's tribute site that he's leaving the Jazz after seven seasons for a free agent contract with the Celtics. That deal reunites him with head coach Brad Stevens, who ran the Butler Bulldogs when Hayward starred for his college team. A person with knowledge of the negotiation said Hayward agreed to a four-year contract worth about $128 million, with the fourth season being a player option. Hayward was an all-star for the first time last season, averaging career bests of 21.9 points and 5.4 rebounds. The Kings have added veteran help to their young roster by agreeing to a free agent contract with forward Zach Randolph, as well as one with point guard George Hill. A person with knowledge of the agreement told the Associated Press that Randolph left Memphis for a $24 million two-year deal to reunite with former Grizzlies coach Dave Yeager in Sacramento. The Heat have formally waived Chris Bosh after working out an agreement weeks ago. That move comes more than a year since his last NBA appearance because of blood clot issues. That gives Miami access to $25.3 million in salary cap space for the upcoming season. Well, the race is on to get the best spot on Mount Murray at Wimbledon. The hill next to number one court is a coveted spot for day three at the All England Club because British players Andy Murray and Johanna Konta will be playing their second-round matches on center court. Thousands of fans on the grounds and without tickets to the main stadium often gather on the hill to watch the action on a giant TV screen. Six-seeded Konta will be first on center court against Donna Vekic. Murray follows against Dustin Brown. Rafael Nadal, a two-time Wimbledon champion, will be on center court. After Murray, he'll face Donald Young, while five-time champion Venus Williams is scheduled to face Kang Wang on court number one. And the first of three weekends of competition in the Iowa Summer Games is coming up, and several sports are facing registration deadlines this week. Corey Kennedy is a spokesman for the Iowa Games.
Some larger sports are youth baseball and flag football and the two-person and four-person golf. You can still get in those, as well as adult soccer and adult softball. So those are some of our bigger team sports that you can still get your team registered for.
Kennedy says several of the most popular individual sports have deadlines this week.
Archery is a huge growing sport in the state, and you know, we'll have some very competitive athletes in that sport, as well as some other sports like cycling. I know cycling right now in our state with all the bike trails is really big, and people maybe can look into get into some more competitive cycling.
Kennedy says there are some team sports that allow for some late roster adjustments.
Most of them you have to have your rosters in when you register, but then there's some extra roster information that we'll need from you before you can compete. And some sports, with online registration now, some sports we are allowing you to get, like, your team waivers and everything in the day of the tournament or event when you check in.
Kennedy says the best way to find out information about a sport that you may be interested in is to head online and go to iowagames.org to find out more details. That is a check of sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.